The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Day 14 in the Surrey Storm House. Welcome to the podcast with Playla. Quite clearly I've gone mad, but thankfully, Emily, you're here to help me out.
I don't know how much help I'm going to be. I've been at home with three children, trying to work and keeping them entertained.
Well, look, I even attempted the Geordie accent there. Great little episode this week. We're going to get the latest from the club and also joined by some of our under 19 and under 21 squad as well.
Absolutely. As I said, I'm Emily Nemeth, and it's been quite nice because today we've been joined by our under 19s co-captains, Darcy Griffin and Charlotte Masters. So we're going to hear a little bit more from them later.
Emily, yesterday saw the wrap of the academies and it was maybe a bit quicker than we would have liked.
Yeah, I mean, our academies generally run from September through to April. So they all had between a week and 3 weeks left on their programmes. So we made the decision that we'd wrap them more so than that we'll keep sending them programmes. They're going to be included on everything we send out to our MPL athletes that we're keeping ticking over. But more just that we can give them a proper end so they're not in limbo. And then obviously sort of have some awards and just make sure they're all happy and healthy and checking in on them. So we've covered the West, which are based out in Andover, and our award winners there are the coaches player went to Millie Bradbury, most improved went to Anya Datson, and the player of the academy was Rosie Parks, who's also in our under 17s long squad. So we'll be keeping a little eye on what Rosie's doing. And then we also wrapped the South, which are based down here in Sussex near me. And lovely Holly Turnbull got the coaches player. Jess Sanford and Eleanor Arbuthnot got the most improved. And Esme Harley, who was responsible for their very, very good ball passing video. The production value on these videos is insane. But yeah, Esme Harley got their player of the academy. And again, Es has been part of our 15s and 17s for the last few years. And so she'll keep ticking over with our MPL group as well. So yeah, I think these coaches, I mean, Fran and Paige at the West and Bex and Emma at South. I mean, we're so lucky that we have insanely good athletes, but we also have incredible coaches. So I'm just incredibly grateful to all of them.
Been lots of good tweets from the club over the past couple of days, both on the main account and the MPL account as well. Bex is genius. Stay home, stay safe, stay Storm. And it's about keeping everybody involved.
Yeah, and the thing is, at the moment, everyone's super motivated and super engaging in social media. It'll be interesting to see how long that lasts, I think. But I mean, I got absolutely flooded with amazing videos from the East Academy as well. So Tracy Reason and Debbie Moore over there, their coaches, tasked them to show us what they were doing with their training. So we had an East Academy takeover yesterday. So if you go back onto the at Surrey Storm MPL Twitter, some of the training that they're doing is brilliant and really, really different, really, really hardcore. So we've been super, super impressed with what they're putting out.
And on the sock challenge, Sophie Hankin through to the final against Hannah from Bath.
Can we just acknowledge as well, Sophie Hankin shooting those socks with Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway in the background, all the distractions. I think she did incredible. Although her social media at the moment is one of my favourites because she's taken to petrifying her mum. So if you follow Sophie Hankin on Instagram, she's got a bit of a dark side, old Soph, but it's very, very funny. Sorry, Deb, very, very funny. But yeah, we're rooting for Soph.
Yeah, it's all about one club, isn't it? Have you been keeping in touch with everybody? Plenty of meetings over Zoom?
Yeah, I mean, we're generally arranging to have one squad catch up on video a week with Super League, and then one catch up with the 19s, one catch up with the 21s, and then 17s will get involved with that next week. And then the MPL girls will be doing one S&C session as well online. And then there's just other bits and bobs. We had a Super League quiz last week. And we've got an Academies and Pathway quiz this Sunday. Just trying to keep everyone busy and giving people stuff to do and keeping everyone in each other's lives. Because, as you know, we see each other a lot and we're all very entwined in each other's existences. So it's nice that we've still, you know, got each other at the end of a phone call, at the end of a video call.
So a bit of another unknown week, really. And We're all just waiting to see what happens at the end of the month in that meeting.
Yeah, I mean, obviously from our perspective, we're looking at everything downwards. Obviously, we've got girls in the Roses, we've got girls in Roses Academy, we've got obviously Super League, NPL 19s, 21s, 17s, 15s for the school sports games. So at the moment, we're very much reliant on the planning and what's happening. But fair play to anyone making decisions regarding anything further than 5 minutes into the future at the moment, because, I mean, it's so hard. And I know we're just sort of planning as best we can to give the girls some kind of idea what we're looking at. So we've got trial dates ready for next year, which have been communicated to the athletes. And yeah, hopefully we'll all be back to normal, whatever normal is, as soon as we possibly can.
Have you caught up with Niamh this week?
You spoke to Niamh during the quiz, and I've been messaging Niamh a fair bit because she's always up for a bit of message. I think she's on days this week, but she's in the hospital still. She's working in the her hospital in Belfast has become the coronavirus sort of hospital for Northern Ireland. So she's learning very quickly about contagious disease and just doing absolutely insane work as an A&E doctor on the front line. So we're so proud of her. Yeah, she's fighting fit and doing a great job, as is her brother. Her brother's a nurse in hospital as well. So the two of them are superheroes.
Well, let's get some advice on the current situation from her, and then we'll hear from Darcy in Charlotte.
Hello, Niamh Cooper here, Surrey Storm player. As we all know, COVID-19 or coronavirus is here. And following the announcement from England Netball this week to postpone the league until the end of April, I would just like to remind our fans, players, coaches and volunteers of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and others. When not playing netball, I work as a doctor in an A&E department in Belfast, and we know now that those who are older and those who have chronic medical conditions are more at risk from this serious virus. We can help vulnerable members of society through our own actions, and I encourage us to do this. We need to slow the spread of this virus to allow our NHS staff to cope with the vulnerable patients that will need to attend for support. Most young and fit individuals will have a mild flu-like illness for several days and recover well. However, we need to work selflessly and together and as a team and community to limit the spread to our loved ones. Some things we can do are really simple. Wash your hands. Do this for a minimum of 20 seconds and as regularly as possible. Avoid touching your face with unclean hands and avoid hugging or shaking hands with others where possible. If you do have to go out and about, keep 2 metre distance from others. And if you cough or sneeze, do it into the crease of your elbow or into a tissue and make sure to dispose of this into the bin. Work from home if possible. And for now, limit nights out and big nights in. Please remember that although schools are closed and a lot of trainings and stuff are cancelled, this is not an opportunity to socialise elsewhere. It's really important that we comply with social distancing to try and allow the NHS to cope with the patients that are contracting this virus. If you do have symptoms, stay at home and self-isolate. The ability to combat this is in our hands. But for now, stay safe. We're in this as a team, and I hope to be back on court with you all, feeling fit and well very soon. All the best.
So we are now joined on the Surrey Storm podcast by Darcy Griffin and Charlotte Masters, who are both our co-captains in the under-19 squad this year. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
This is your first podcast experience.
It is, yes.
Woo, first podcast. Yay. So what we thought it'd be good to get you guys on, because obviously it's a different voice and we just wanted to sort of hear about your journeys, I guess. So let's start with Darcy. How many years have you been involved with Storm now, Darcy?
Since year 10. So this is like my fourth year.
Right. So tell us a little bit about you otherwise. So you're currently in year 13.
Yeah. So was studying for my A-levels. With exams coming up very soon, but obviously that's not happening. So, yeah.
Just kind of and whereabouts? And your club netball is with?
Academy.
With Academy in West London. Currently playing?
Prem 1.
With Prem 1. And which Super League stars have you got on that team at the moment?
So many.
go on, name drop some.
Yeah, Sasha, Amma, Kadeen, Josie, Beth, Chloe.
And Darcy Griffin.
Yeah, and me, yeah.
And so in terms of all your Storm journey, how did it all start? When did you get involved and how?
So I trialled for, I think, Storm and Mavs for under 15s. And then, which is when we used to train, I think, like once every 3 weeks. Yeah, and then I chose to come to Storm because, well, obviously, the only one. And then, yeah, we used to train once every 3 weeks, and then I did some under-17 stuff and then ended up playing under-19s in my first tournament, which was very stressful, and then came back down to under-17s, and now I'm just in my age group in under-19s.
How have you found your experience? Is it something you look forward to? Is it something you're proud of?
Yeah, definitely. I think my 4 years like with Storm have definitely been the time that I've improved the most and the time that I've enjoyed netball the most. So yeah, good 4 years.
Oh, good. Right. Well, Charlotte, how about you? What's your story? Where are you playing club netball?
I currently play at Western Park Blade.
Oh, I see, the other Prem powerhouse club.
Yeah.
Which team are you playing with them with?
I currently play in the Southern Region Division 1 side. I've had a couple of opportunities to play for the Prem side over like last season and this season, which have been really good as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky old squad to break into, isn't it, as well?
Definitely.
There's a lot of Super League bonds down there, too. I mean, what's your Storm journey, Charlotte? Because you're slightly different to us, aren't you?
Yeah, it is. I think it was 3 years ago. So my first year of college, I was in a Surrey Storm hub, as they were that year, the first year of when the academies were brought out. So I did that for my first year of college and then was got the opportunity to trial for the NPL tournament at the end of that season and made the 12 for the tournament and have been with the 19s ever since.
Yeah, you're always my example, actually, when we talk to girls in the academies about how that progression can work.
Yeah.
And obviously working really hard out in academy and then being able to be brought in and putting your money where your mouth is. You are literally the epitome of that.
Yes.
And you're slightly different again because you're our only dual registered player this year in terms of playing across both age groups.
Yeah, so it's 19s and 21s this season, yeah.
And how have you found that? You can talk honestly. You can say it as it is.
I think, well, I love it because obviously I love being in both groups. I love the girls in both groups. I wouldn't say it's a challenge. It's a challenge in training to be able to juggle your time between both the groups. But it's nice to know that I have two sets of girls that I can play with, which is nice.
Oh, brilliant. And in terms of both of you, what's the plan? What are we looking at going forward? Obviously, Darcy, you said about just not being able to do your exams. What's your sort of goal for next year and beyond?
So I'm not sure at the moment if I'm going to take a gap year or go to university. But if I don't, then I'll like definitely be staying with Storm and hopefully get into the 21 squad next season. That's really me.
And Charlotte, you're slightly different again because you're out of education, aren't you? What do you do for work?
I currently work at Hampshire County Council in Winchester. I work there 4 days a week, so I'm slightly different to Darcy again. Yeah. My plan is just to keep doing what I'm doing, really. Like I said, because I joined a bit later, I'm still kind of enjoying being part of the Storm setup and whatever that has to come with it.
Amazing. And so what's been your, for both of you, we'll sort of ask Darcy first, but what's been your highlight in terms of being involved with Surrey Storm?
Yeah, that's definitely a hard question. I don't know, there's been quite a lot, but I'm probably put it down to like the friendships. It's quite like a stressful environment to be in, I think, sometimes. But that's kind of when you truly get to know people and you meet people that are so similar to you, like Charlotte. and I wouldn't have found that without Storm. So yeah.
Beautiful. And how about you, Sha?
I mean, yeah, definitely on the friendship point. I mean, we spend a lot of time with the people that we train with. So you can't really not be friends with them. But a lot of the wins, just like from this season as well, like our Pulse game was probably one of our best games of what we had of this season. And that was just a great moment to be with the team for that one.
Oh, amazing.
Emily bring the seniors down to training a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was a surprise. She didn't tell us.
Yeah,
I bet you were like, what's Mickey walking in for? What was that like playing up against them?
It's definitely obviously challenging, but it's a good challenge. Like everyone was up for it. And I think because it was a surprise, you didn't have time to be like, oh, like, I don't know whether I'm going to play well or stuff like that. It was just like, you've got to get on with it. You get on court and just do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everyone rose to the challenge really well. Yeah. And it kind of made us up our game for the London game, which was that weekend. So yeah, it worked really well.
Okay, so that's exactly what Sam Houghton said. I had a chat with her earlier as the 19s coach. And she was just saying how good it was to be able to come away from, and I must say, like, with no bias involved, the 19s played so well against Super League. And I think some of the Super League players were like, how old is she? And who's that? But to be able to take that experience and then that weekend go up and play, you know, a home game on the show court against Pulse and come away with a win, you've got to think there's probably something to do with each other. So, yeah, I think they both did. And all of your teammates did really, really well.
And we're maybe only two or three games of the Super League in so far. Maybe a bit unfair, but have you got a favourite member of the seniors?
Oh, that's hard. Yeah. I always like watching Emily. Yeah, it is hard, yeah. But I always like watching Emily, especially I've literally seen her play since she was under-19s, and just to see like how far she's come and like her style of play, I very much look up to, because I think it's quite similar to mine, and it's something I'd like
you
to emulate.
Very similar. Very similar in a very good way.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. For me, it'd probably be on an opposite kind of view, Yaz Parsons. I get every opportunity I get to play against her is a good chance to challenge myself, definitely. She's an amazing player, so probably her.
And obviously you get to play against her at club as well.
So maybe next year then, is it aim to be part of the Super League side?
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
I mean, that's the dream.
I think just from my perspective as well, both these girls, and I mean an awful lot of those girls in the set we've got at the moment, have absolutely got it in their grasp as well. So it is just all about the knuckling down and the bits that you can't teach and the bits that people have that generally make it, in inverted commas, are the things that these two particularly have got in terms of their work ethic and their understanding of what's required to go all the way. So I expect people will be hearing of their names.
Over the time you've both been at Storm, how much have you seen your game grow?
Massively. I mean, when I came to Storm, I'd been trialing previously and I hadn't gotten in places. So doing that hub for the first year, it actually, the confidence that I got from doing, I think they're called academies now. The confidence I got from doing that and then coming in to the group for the tournament was unreal. Like the coaching that we got in the academies was amazing. You're definitely not forgotten there. You have great contact with the MPL teams and the coaches that are with them. So I think, and then once you get into the team, the 19s last year, and then with the 19s and 21s this year, there is constantly new stuff. You're always being challenged, so definitely.
Yeah, I've been like exposed to just so many different coaches and just so much brilliant coaching over the past few years, and it's definitely been the place where I've improved the most.
Have you got any stories you'd like to share about my co-presenter?
They're quite lucky. They don't have much to do with me. They've not had me regularly.
It's Sam and Elaine, isn't it?
Yeah, I say, actually, yeah. Darcy, have you? I think you've always had Sam near enough, haven't you?
Yeah, because she and Terry actually as well. Literally since under 15s, yeah.
And in the meantime, you've been busy on Twitter too.
Yeah, always.
We tried to get them away from, obviously, they did an incredible ball passing video last week on Twitter, which was very impressive. And then their challenge this week, go on, Charlotte, what was your challenge this week? Can you remember?
We had to do something that was challenging. And there's two other words.
Motivating.
And
go on.
Something
entertaining.
And I had funny in my head, so I was close.
Close. Something a bit different, but actually they've been really good. So the shooters have just done a quite a cool shooting one, and then I quite like the defenders have taken it away from netball and put out a bit of a basketball spin on it, so worth checking out.
Darcy, Charlotte, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
So nice to hear from the girls there, and so nice that you guys are staying with us and listening to our lovely Surrey Storm podcast. That's us for another week. We will hopefully come and speak to you again very, very soon. But if obviously stay in touch, SurreyStorm10 on Twitter. And other than that, stay safe, stay home, stay safe, stay Storm. Copyright Rebecca Judson.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.